ओम शांति। ट्रैवलिंग विद द हैंड ऑफ गॉड, आवर ब्राह्मिन लाइफ इज आवर ट्रैवलिंग। Our Brahmin life is our journey. If you really would like to enjoy traveling, you must have the art of traveling with the hand of God. What mean by God's hand? Hand of God means following His Srimad. Hand of God is in the form of Srimad, in the form of support, in the form of blessings, in the form of cooperation, we can experience in our Brahmin life. If you would like to enjoy your traveling, you must have this art. For reaching safely to our destination of perfection, this art is very necessary. For enjoying traveling with the hand of God, I would like to share some points, some tips with you. Mostly 10 tips are there. First tip, for enjoying traveling with the hand of God, keep sharing small and small things with Him. Like a small child is sharing small things with his parents, with his father. In the same way, we must share small things with God. I am going for shower now. I am going for walk now. I am going for having dinner now. If you keep sharing these small things with Him, you could experience His presence. You could experience His company. Then you can enjoy this traveling. Second art, for enjoying traveling with the hand of God, keep on following Baba Srimad. We are following Baba Srimad, God Srimad, according to our convenience, according to our comfort. But whatever the Srimad Bhava had given us since morning till night, we must follow all the Srimad with great love, with great respect. Then automatically we can experience His true love. And when we start experiencing His true love, then we start enjoying our traveling. There is a story related with Sita in scripture. When Sita crossed the line of code and conduct, means Srimad, Ravan caught her. And because of that, she was weeping throughout the life. That is why, if we cross the code and conduct, means Srimad, then Maya can attack us. That is why we must follow God's Srimad with great love for our safety. Third tip. For enjoying traveling with the hand of God, start your every day by saying good morning to Baba. The moment you open your eyes, say good morning to Baba. There is a very deep relation in between good morning and godly morning. When you say good morning to Baba, you start your day with good morning and have some great thoughts, elevated thoughts of self-respect in your mind. And experience spiritual intoxication. By the result of that, you can enjoy your traveling. Throughout the day, you can experience God's company. There is a saying, well begun is half done. If you start your day with good morning, then your whole day would be wonderful. This is a guarantee. Fifth tip is, after every hour, practice meditation for 1 or 2 minutes. Because in this computer age, we are all busy. While remaining busy, we must experience easiness. And for that, we must give up our burden of our responsibility to Baba. and we must experience lightness. When we start experiencing lightness, you can easily get flight of Paramdham. You can easily remember Baba. But when we would be very busy at that time, after 1 hour, just practice 1 or 2 minutes meditation. Introvert yourself and practice soul conscious stage and have connection with Baba. You will receive energy. And because of receiving energy, you would feel fresh. And the influence of that freshness would be next hour. By this way, throughout the day, you can experience freshness, lightness, brightness, easiness. And you can enjoy your traveling. In this traveling, if we get mentally tired, then you start experiencing physically tired also. But if you follow this yukti, then you can experience freshness all the day long. You can maintain activeness and alertness. Next tip, fifth one. Fifth one. Watch out. For enjoying traveling with the hand of God, we think ourselves, our friend must be with us. Someone must be with us. That is why experience God Himself as your friend. He is my best friend. And He is trustworthy. He is totally loyal to me. He never leaves me alone. He would be with me in all the situations which I face throughout the day. Experience His presence. Because He is extremely beautiful. He is an ocean of peace, ocean of bliss, ocean of happiness. By being in His company, we can easily experience super sincere joy. If somebody would ask you the question, which moments are most happiest moments in your life? Diamond moments in your life. Most precious moments in your life. You would say, When I, the soul, is experiencing myself in the company of Supreme Being, my best friend, I can really enjoy His company. And that is my true asset. We should increase these moments, because throughout the cycle we are getting chance only in this confluence age. That is why I try to be with Him. Enjoy His company. His ocean of love. His love is unconditional love. Sit with Him. Share the feeling of your hearts with Him. Experience lightness in His company. Talk with Him. Play with Him. Dance with Him. Because I must have very close connection, relation, that God is my friend. Because in future, in emergency, no one can help you. Only your best friends can help you. That is why I must have very close relationship with Him. Next step. Seventh. Sixth one. For enjoying traveling with the hand of God, we always think, I must have a proper guide. In this long journey, I must have safe and secure journey. And that is why I really need to have proper guide. Bhava is the best guide. You don't have any expectation from me. You don't have any greed. And He is the only knower of past, present, future. That is why whatever the guidance He will give me, that would be a perfect guidance. Walk with Him. He will keep you on a proper track. That is why, whenever you are in confusion, invoke Baba as a guide and ask Him guidance. He will give you proper guidance. And if you maintain this relationship with Baba, then we start enjoying this traveling. I have a proper guide. I will reach safely and securely to my destination of perfection. Next step is for enjoying traveling with the hand of God. Everybody is thinking that somebody must be my protector. Somebody's hand must be on my head. Somebody must be my backbone. And Bhava is almighty authority. It's the best protector. I'm a very lovely child. That's why he's always following me. As a shadow, he's always following me. He's always being with me. That is why in this journey I experience fearlessness all the time. Because in Brahmin life there must not be any sort of fear in our mind. Why? Because fear is not allowing us to become the near and dear of God. And this is the first quality of the King of Kings. Those are going to become a king of kings in a golden age, they must have this quality of fearlessness, virtue of fearlessness. That is why experience Bhava as a protector. I'm always experiencing his hand of blessing on my head. I'm traveling throughout the day under his canopy. That is why I'm safe and secured. Next step, earth one. For enjoying the traveling with the hand of God, we must have experience of Bhava is a supreme doctor. So those are VIPs in this world. When they are traveling, they are always carrying doctor with them. And in this traveling, we are always being in battlefield. We are in the world of Maya. Maya can attack me anytime. I can get injury in my mind anytime. When my attack and I get injury, ask Bhava, ask Supreme Doctor and get treatment from Bhava. And maintain unshakable state. or while being in this traveling, if any old sanskar, hardened sanskars is giving you trouble, invoke Supreme Surgeon, Baba. Do the surgery of this old sanskar. Surrender yourself to Baba. And Baba can do the surgery of your old sanskar and you will be free from that sickness. That is why we must have the art of experiencing Baba as a supreme doctor. And ninth tip is, Baba is my protector, is my best friend. Along with that, we must have the art of experiencing Baba as a spiritual mother also. Because we always have thoughts in our mind, someone must love me. Fill your heart with motherly love. Experience Baba is your spiritual mother through Brahma Baba. And if your heart would be full with the true love, then your attention, your mind and intellect will not wander here and there. You feel contented. I am contented. Then easily you can enjoy traveling. And tenth tip is, every day say good night to Baba. There is a saying, if the end is well, all is well. Play the role of Brahma Vishnu Shankar every day. Being a Brahma, establish your yoga stage in morning. Powerful stage. And being a Vishnu, sustain that yoga stage throughout the day. And knowingly or unknowingly, if you commit any mistake, play the role of Shankar, finish that scene. Have powerful yoga and burn that scene. In this way, share your whole day chart to Baba. With open heart, with truthfulness, share your whole day chart with Baba and just feel light. Feel my intellect is now empty, free. And sleep in Baba's lap. Then you will get sound sleep and you will be ready for next day very good Amrit Vela, for Amrit Vela yoga. But along with these tips, if you really would like to enjoy your traveling, you must have the two R's with you. First R, while remaining busy, you must have the art of experiencing bodiless stage. Experience, I am superstar, sparkling star. The moment you start experiencing soul conscious stage, your intellect get detached from this body, bodily world and bodily beings. The moment you get detached, you must fly upward. And for that, you must have the art of maintaining self-respect, very good self-respect throughout the day. Because self-respect only can uplift our intellect and mind. And we can be with Baba very easily. We can enjoy Baba's company. In this way, for enjoying traveling with hand of gods, if we follow the tips, if we practice these tips, then automatically we can enjoy our most precious Brahmin life. We can maintain very good stage of yoga throughout the day. Because in Brahmin life, this is a very important aspect. Maintaining unshakable stage of yoga. Like Brahma Baba. January month is in front of us. That is why we must take some inspirations from Baba, Brahma Baba, and we must maintain such type of unshakable stage of yoga. Om Shanti.